It won't have escaped your attention that genes have been commonly implicated in any number of human frailties. Exultant scientists have at various times declared themselves to have found the genes responsible for obesity, schizophrenia, homosexuality, criminality, violence, alcoholism, even shoplifting and homelessness. Perhaps the apogee, or nadir, of this faith in biodeterminism was a study published in the journal Science in 1980, contending that women are genetically inferior at mathematics. In fact, we now know almost nothing about you is so accommodatingly simple. This is clearly a pity in one important sense, for if you had individual genes that determined height or propensity to diabetes or to baldness or any other distinguishing trait, then it would be easy, comparatively easy anyway, to isolate and tinker with them. Unfortunately, 35,000 genes functioning independently is not nearly enough to produce the kind of physical complexity that makes a satisfactory human being. Genes clearly, therefore, must cooperate. A few disorders, haemophilia, Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, and cystic fibrosis, for example, are caused by lone dysfunctional genes, but as a rule, disruptive genes are weeded out by natural selection long before they can become permanently troublesome to a species or population. For the most part, our fate and comfort, and even our eye colour, are determined not by individual genes, but by complexes of genes working in alliance.
This book is continued on Disc 14.